Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much. Those of you who've been checking it out and using it to your advantage, I'm glad to see that. We really like knowing that that you use our site. It's helping you out with your small business. Thank you for all the nice notes that you send us, and especially those of you who are using the blog, which is not a new, it's not new anymore, but it's one of the newest resources that we have, and so I encourage you to use the site to your advantage, and it's all free. Everything there is at no cost to you, thanks to our corporate partners. We appreciate them very much, and I'm not sure, are we getting Georgia on the line? Raj? All right. Well, it looks like we got her. Georgia Donovan is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She is the closed doctor and an old friend of ours, a longtime friend of ours, I guess I should say. Georgia, welcome back to the show.
Well, it's nice to be back on again. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back, as always. And how's Jim doing?
He's doing great.
Jim Donovan, another good friend of ours, her great husband. Georgia, it's the summertime.
And it most certainly is. And
people,
the temperatures are rising.
It's hot, right. It is hot.
Absolutely.
And there's still a few more hot days left in the year. We're all the way into September. Do people have a quandary about how to dress in the really hot summertime?
Absolutely. And
for business?
Especially if you're in business, if you work somewhere or you're in your own business, you really have to think about your wardrobe for the summer. Now, people in the summer try to dress more comfortably, and that's fine, but there's appropriateness that has to be followed. For example, you know, I always say this, and you've heard me say this before, about what you wear says more about you than your resume or your credentials.
Mm-hmm.
And especially in the summer, you have what you wear represents a decision that you've made that says something about you. And also, wearing appropriate attire is really good manners. Showing colleagues and that you respect them and that you have, you know, that you have an interest in them. But you can pull together a summer outfit really easily if you follow a couple of really good steps.
Well, you know, I like the way you use the word respect there. I think that is a term. That is something that we should consider wherever we are, whatever we're doing, whatever season it is. I think we should dress out of respect for the occasion. And I'm going to let you get back to your summer attire thing in a second. But my point here, Georgia, is when I'm speaking to a group and they're in a casual setting, they're in a resort setting or something like that, and there's not a tie to be seen for miles around, a coat or a tie, you know, everybody's open collar, golf shirts, that kind of thing. Unless my host tells me, don't wear a tie, absolutely do not show up with a tie, I'm going to show up with a coat and tie out of respect for the group and as a speaker to that group.
Exactly, and that the image you wish to represent. And I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing a presentation for someone, and if it's the summertime, and especially, you know, we go into a lot of companies today where there is no more dress code. People come to work with what they wear cleaning out their garage. I always said that. You know, I mean, you know, sweatsuits, tank tops. I mean, it's really very, very inappropriate, but people wear that. But if you're walking into a business, you stand out. You set the mark.
Other thing I found, Georgia, is if what I try to do is I try to dress at least one notch above whatever the stated accepted dress is, whatever everybody else is going to do, which typically means in a group like that, which typically means a tie, and I can always take the tie off. That's the good thing about guys. We can always take the tie off, and it's harder for ladies, isn't it?
Well, not so much if you know how to layer your clothing. I mean, for example, a woman can wear a pretty dress with a jacket, and that gives it a very punched up, polished look. If you want it to be a little more casual, and if you went into somewhere and the place was a little more dressed down, by simply taking off the jacket, that brings it down to one level of less dressiness.
Right.
So women do have those options.
So if they have a sleeveless dress on for the summer, they can put a jacket on and dress it up and take that off if things get a little casual.
Right, or a little cardigan or a nice shawl, something that you really should have your arms covered when.
Well, now I enjoy a nice shawl from time to time, Georgia, myself. So okay, so what are we going to do in the summertime? Every day, can we do something, Georgia? Can you and I agree that in the summer, in the hot summertime, if we're not meeting a customer that has to be impressed or whatever, that we can go without the ties?
Yes, you can. But again, remember, as long as your shirt is neat, clean, and appropriate. It's not something you just pulled out of the closet.
Yeah.
It
has to be more than just. It has to do more than pass the sniff test, right?
Right. Yeah. It has to be something neat, clean, and pressed. And it really shouldn't be a shirt that, well, see, I'm going to wear that when I run to the supermarket on the weekend. It should be. You should have a certain amount of clothing that you save for your business life.
I knew a guy once who lived in Florida, and in the summertime he only wore shorts to work, a shirt obviously, but he wore shorts and sandals to work. What do you think about that?
It depends on the industry.
He owned his company.
A technology company, that's what everybody wears that. As a matter of fact, you'll see the CEO of the company walking around in that. You know, it depends. Everything, that's what, a good thing you brought this up. There also are what we call industry rules. You will dress differently if you're walking in to make a deal in a bank.
Right.
Than you are if you're going into a local business that's just maybe, telecommunications or, contracting. Because industry has certain rules. Even in New York City, in the summertime, most women don't wear stockings.
Right.
If you're working in a law firm, or you're in a bank, or if you're going to court, you're an attorney, stockings have to be worn all times for women. Also with a jacket for men.
Mm-hmm.
In a law firm, a bank, you need to wear a jacket to work.
Now, the reason I never wanted to be a banker is because they have to wear their jackets at their desk. I never got
that's right.
I don't get that.
And I'll tell you something, and even in the law firm today, guys are still wearing their shirt and ties. And you know, the other thing, too, is in the summertime, and you talk about shirts, if you wear a jacket with a tie, you always should wear a long-sleeve shirt.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, I agree with that 100%. And we're going to take a quick break. By the way, folks, when you're going to get a loan at the bank, when you're going to ask your banker for a loan, don't wear shorts and sandals. Quick break, 20 after. Georgia Donovan is our guest. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Georgia Donovan. Georgia, give us your website, please.
It's georgia@theclothesdoctor.com, all spelled out.
Now, what will we find when we get there?
All about me, you'll find information there. There are all kinds of great articles to read. You can download some of my programs. You can find out my next up-and-coming seminar.
Can we still buy clothes from
men and women about fashion?
Can we still buy clothes from you?
No, I don't do that anymore. The only thing I buy for people is I do personal shopping.
Ah, gotcha. Now, aren't you doing some skincare programs too?
Yeah, I'm doing my whole new vision now is to really be internet focused, and I'm doing a lot of teleclasses and teleseminars that are going to be ultimately on CDs and DVDs. And come up in the end of September, I'm doing Skincare 101. It's going to be a teleclass, and it's for skincare for men and women.
For men and women.
And women, right?
So you could teach me more about makeup. I need a little help with my makeup.
No, it's more about how to take care of your skin and not to look like a Lyle the Crocodile. As you get older, and stay out of that sun, and learn about skincare and sunblock and serum.
Exactly. Georgia, one of the things that we talk about in the show is branding quite a bit, and also including personal branding. And even if you don't have a personal brand like Oprah, we all really do have a personal brand. And aren't we largely, to a large degree, quite a bit, branded by the clothes we wear, by how we dress?
And by the way we look. Exactly. Exactly. Many years ago, when I was in the theater in London, you know, every actor, before he walks on the stage and plays the role, has to ask himself four questions. And these four questions are so appropriate, even when you're in business and you're going to meet with a client. First of all, who am I? What role is it that I'm going to play that day? Where am I? What is my stage? Is it an office? Is it a large corporation? Who's my audience? Who is the person that I'm going to deal with? Is it going to be the CEO? Is it going to be just the guy that hands out the invoices? Who is that person? And bottom line, what do I want from them? What do I want them? I want to impress them with my competence, my capability, my playfulness, my warmth. What do I want from them? If we ask that of ourselves every time we go out to meet a client or go in or see a customer or go to work, then that'll take, like, the little light will go off in your head and say, you know what, for that part, I need to look like such. And that's, remember, we're all wearing costumes. Clothes are costumes.
Well,
and
you know,
really temper them accordingly.
A lot of times, I mean, and I've seen this happen so many times before. You've heard fake it till you make it. Well, and I know, folks, sometimes that sounds like a term that you really shouldn't use. It's a negative term. But I will tell you, you can look successful before you actually could consider yourself successful. And I mean, I've seen a lot of people who pull that off, and they gave the impression by the way that they behaved, the way they acted, how they dressed, that they were a little more successful than they probably really were. And then, but what that did was, is actually contributed to their success, and ultimately their accomplishments, you know, rose to their image.
Let me tell you something. We said something before about banks, and when you go to a bank, don't wear shorts. When you go to a bank, and then
or overalls.
Oh, many years ago, when you go to a bank and you're asking for money, dress like you don't need it.
Yeah.
And I coached women in executive level positions and that were going for the next step in management, and I said to them, when you're going for the job interview, dress like you don't need the money.
Mm-hmm.
And you know something? It gives you that feeling. It gives you an edge. It gives you that feeling of confidence. And when you walk in there, you impress that person, and wow. And it's all of the way what you wear, and also how you handle yourself.
And you know,
you can have the most beautiful clothes, but if you don't carry them properly, that's another whole story.
Even if the environment you're going to be working in is not dressy, I think you ought to dress up at least a notch or two above what the typical dress code is, because you never know when a big customer's coming or some situation
exactly.
is happening where we all have to dress up a little bit, and the boss needs to know that you're capable of doing that.
That's right, and you should stand out. I'm not saying that you should look ridiculous. Like, for example, you shouldn't be wearing, look like something out of Goth with, you know, black and piercings, you know, and stand everybody else is in a uniform. No, I'm not talking about that. But it's always good to have that one little competitive edge and to look. To have something where people will always remember you, because there's going to be maybe 6 months down the road, someone's going to say, you know, I remember Jim. He was the guy who looked so crisp that day that everybody looked so sloppy.
They say that all the time, Georgia. What about what about tattoos and piercings?
Tattoos and piercings, these are very personal things. And I always say that, you know, everybody does in this life what's best for them. But you have to know when to draw the line. If you have tattoos and you're going to a business meeting, they should be covered. You know, if they can be. Now, people have tattoos on their wrists and their hands. But really and truly, tattoos, in this day and age, it's kind of body art. But, you know, there are a lot of people that are so offended by that.
Georgia, I'm going to say something right now that
right
some
ahead.
People might not like. Tattoos and piercings have no place in the marketplace.
Well, I agree with you.
As far as I'm concerned.
You know, and you know what? And we're not old fogies saying that, because that's
I admit to being an old fogey, but I'm still right about that.
Hey, you're right.
Georgia, theclothesdoctor.com. Thank you, Georgia, for being here. Good job today. Say hi to Jim.
I will, and take care, and God bless all.
Georgia Donovan, ladies and gentlemen. She's the best, and I will be right back with Mr. Rich Galen after these messages. 29 after. Stay with us.
I feel nice.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.